Today's cut news line is three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
If we look at that 12.9 million bale crop for the U.S., it breaks down to be 12.28 million bales of upland cotton, which is down about 276,000 from the previous estimate in January, and then ELS production is estimated at 634,000 bales. That comes off of 10.4 million acres that were planted in 2013 and a final harvested acreage of 7.5 million acres with a national yield of around 800 pounds per acre. So that will be the final estimate in terms of what was harvested from the 2013 crop.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
In the May report, we get really the first glimpse at USDA's expectations for the 2014 crop and the 2014-15 marketing year. USDA put the U.S. crop at 14.5 million bales for 2014. That reflects essentially using average abandonment and average yields based off of the 2012 and 2013 averages.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
There is obviously a concern about the persistent dry conditions in the Southwest and what that may do to the Southwest crop this year. There's also concerns about reduced acreage in the West due to water constraints. And both of those are somewhat reflected in the USDA estimate of 14.5 million bales. We'll obviously have much more information as we get further into the growing season, but this is their initial estimate.